الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this month, one of the greatest feature is the fasting, keeping of rozas. But we also have to keep our rozas, properly, which ulama have deduced from this ayat that we have to keep a complete and perfect roza. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And the believers are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. They are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is speaking to his friends. And when we listen to our friend, he gives us some advice, anything, then we take it to heart. So this also, we should take it like that to heart, that our greatest friend will never ever leave us anywhere. He is addressing us and he is speaking to us. And what your friend tells you, and a friend who is a genuine friend, that what he will tell you is only good for you. So Allah Ta'ala, the friendship of Allah Ta'ala is such that Allah only desires our good. And whatever Allah has commanded us, what he has given us, is only for our good. The whole of man and jinn worship Allah Ta'ala, with the malaika and all. It doesn't benefit Allah in the least, but doesn't make Allah's status more higher in the least, but whatsoever. And if we all disobey Allah Ta'ala, it does not diminish or lower the status and the honor of Allah. Allah is as He is. He is as He was and was and was. And He is as He will be forever. Allah forever. Allah is all. So our ibadat, etc., does not help Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Whatever Allah has commanded us is 100% only and only for our own benefit. One great alim who became bayat to Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, and he was a person who had a very logical mind, and he studied mantiq, logic also a lot, philosophy, falsafa. So once when he was in the Khanqah by Hazrat, he got news from home, letters, etc., that there are a lot of problems, children are ill, his wife is ill, all different types of problems. And as natural, a human takes effect of that, so he told Maulana all these problems. So Maulana then spoke to him and told him, see, I'll explain to you from your point of view. You are a logical person, you follow mantiq and all that, so from that point I will address you. He says, these problems that come, which Allah has given, and Allah has given you these problems, is it one that there is no benefit in it? It's all from Allah. We know everything is from Allah. So that's out of the question. Allah Ta'ala doesn't do anything which is abath, which is waste time, which is for nothing. So there must be some benefit. Then is it benefit? Half Allah Ta'ala get the benefit and half you get benefit by giving you difficulties. What benefit Allah gets? Our ibadah doesn't benefit Allah. There is no benefit. There is no half also. And is it that full you benefit and that Allah benefits and you benefit? That also is not the case. Because Allah doesn't benefit in anything whatsoever. Allah is as He is. So he said there is only one logical other thing, that 100% it's only benefit for you. But we don't see it. We don't understand. Our minds are small. Fortunate are those who can understand it. But most of us, when the problem is gone, after some time, then we realize that there was this great benefit in there. Like sometimes a person wanted to fly, there was some problem, they didn't check him in. And a lot of cases like this happen. And he gets upset also, he perhaps fights with them also, or he's very sad and he's just sitting. But afterwards find that the plane crashed. So then he realizes, there was so much of goodness in that. So whatever Allah has commanded us is only 100% goodness for us. So in this command also, where Allah Ta'ala has commanded us for fasting, for roza, there's also only goodness in it, 100% goodness in it. So if we can understand that also, we will approach roza also with that open heart and mind that Allah is now prescribing me for this 1 month, that which is absolutely good for me. In the same way, rozas of Monday and Thursday out of Ramadan, the three days, Ayyam-e-Bid, ulama have written a lot that during those days, what are the benefits of keeping roza? Then keep roza fast any month, any day of the month. But there are certain great benefits connect. So Allah has given us all those benefits. Whatever Allah has given us, and Rasul-e-Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and what Rasul-e-Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us, is also from Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. It is all from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And the whole sunnat lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is also from Allah Ta'ala. And that model Allah sent it to us. That this is the model that you must follow. You must make your model your life according to this model. So there is only goodness for us through and through. So with roza also, then Allah Ta'ala made, because roza as a human being, we find it a bit hard, our routine changes in Ramadan. When a person keeps roza, his routine changes, his sleeping times. For many people, one of the major problems is the sleep. The sleep just does not get finished in Ramadan, even if it is winter days with long nights. But still, the whole system is such that it affects. Then every person, mostly everyone likes his food, and now you don't have your food. Somebody look at breakfast as the main meal. Somebody looks at lunch as the main meal, and now you're not having your breakfast, you're not having your lunch. So it's a bit difficult. So Allah Ta'ala says, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. The majhool, that rozas have been made faraz upon you. Allah didn't say, كَتَبْتُ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ فَرَضْتُ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ, but that I have made rozas faraz on you. Nobody else made rozas faraz. It's Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala has put it that it is from somebody else. It seems like that. But we know that also how much Allah considers us. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Manana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, also says that Allah Ta'ala introduced Himself to us in such a way that we can understand, and He kept us in mind when He introduced Himself. Allah Ta'ala introduced Himself amongst all the other introductions, that Allah is Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada, that Allah is the knower of the unseen, and the knower of that which is seen also. But for Allah Ta'ala, there is nothing unseen. There is no ghaib for Allah Ta'ala. Everything is shahada. All the time is shahada for Allah Ta'ala. But according to us, there are things which are unseen. So how Allah Ta'ala considered us, that He told that He knows those things which you can't see. But He didn't say what you can't see. He just said the unseen. And those things which you can see, all that Allah Ta'ala knows. So Allah Ta'ala is the most merciful, most kind in every aspect how Allah Ta'ala deals with us. Here also Allah Ta'ala says, rozas have been made faraz upon you. And one good example of this is, like many of us, we want, for example, the family to do something, the wife or the children, but then we don't want to tell them that you must do this, because they'll get upset with us. So what we say, that Hazrat said that you must do it like this. Oh, Hazrat wants it like this. So we put the blame on somebody else. So we are in the clear. So our relationship must remain clear. That I'm not saying it. I don't mind also you doing it. But now Hazrat is saying it. Maulana is saying it. So therefore you have to do this here. So just like that, Allah Ta'ala says that rozas have been made. So that our love relationship with Allah, that thought also must not come, that my beloved, my lover, my beloved, He has given me an instruction which is hard for me, which is difficult for me. Why did He give me this difficult instruction? So how much Allah Ta'ala consider, so we should appreciate this, that how kind Allah Ta'ala is. And really, that this love relationship with Allah must not, nothing must come in between there. Allah doesn't want anything to be to come in between there. So Allah Ta'ala says, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Then Allah makes it more easier for us to accept. They don't think you are singled out, that you're the only ummah that we have made rozas for us for you. No, you are not the only people. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. As it was made for us on the people of before. There also Allah Ta'ala didn't say how I made it for us for them, but how it was made for us for them. And the legislature is only one. Allah is the only who is the one who makes all the laws. They are from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, and the, as they had kept rozas, it was for us on them, we have made it for us on you also. And as they kept rozas, you can also keep them. When they could keep, why can't you keep? You also can keep. Just like a father will tell his son, a mother will tell his daughter, will tell her daughter, that your elder daughter, she did this, she did this. In other words, you also can do it. You tell the son that you can, your elder brother, he did this work, he does this work. So you can also do it. Or like here in the madrasa, it is quite common we find, especially the first year students who come, and they come, the load work is too much, we can't understand, it's difficult, we are taught in Urdu, we don't know Urdu, and all these problems they come with, we tell them, you see students in the sixth year, final year, yes, they also had the same problems, but they passed it all, and there they are there. Your brother studied here, and today he's doing work there. He's qualified. He's doing work. He also went through the when he could do it, you can also do it. So when all the other ummahs could do it, you also can do it. So Allah made roza so easy for us. And then again, the object of roza Allah mentioned, and then again Allah went back to make it easy for us. Ayyam ma'dudat. It's just a few days which you can count on your fingers. We read tasbih every time, we read 33 on our fingers. We read another 33, another 34, 100 we read on our fingers. And there's one nice small little kitab in which it is written where you can count on your fingers up to 100 to 100,000 and even more. Oh, so easy. So this is only 30 which you can just count on your fingers. Your 30 rozas. Ayyam ma'dudat. Some limited numbers. Only 30 rozas. And so many times, Allah gives us a little discount also. And we still get roza for sawab for the 30. Because our niyat is to keep the full month. If it's 30, we'll keep 30. So we will keep 30. And if it's 29, then also, well, we still will get the inshallah, the sawab for the 30. And this also, when it's 29, then also, it is, in a way, Allah is making us happy also. Like we find madrasa student, class students, school, madrasa, you give them 5 minutes earlier off, and they're so happy that day, and they'll make a noise, and they're so happy. So like that we also, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, many of us say that we would like Ramzan, whole year to be Ramzan. So Hazrat says that it is fixed, nobody can change it. But if it was that Allah says that this year the people, they say our rozas, Ramzan, we really enjoy. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is to come again. And he says, since you people really enjoy, we are giving you 10 days more we are making for us. Then see what the condition of the people. Like that we say that we'll be very happy. But the 10 days, and in any case, 6 days we are given. And we should try and keep the 6 rozas of Shawwal, great virtues. When we really did enjoy the rozas of Ramadan and we got the benefit, then we should carry on. When we got the benefit of the majalis and we feel that we have benefited and we feel that we have keep whole year also majlis. So attend the monthly, weekly majlises of our mashayikh where they have. Attend the monthly majalis where they have. Attend all these majalis also continuously. So Allah Ta'ala has made roza very easy for us. And then the main object, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that taqwa comes into you. That we will speak about a bit later. But first, that this roza, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ, in there that they have been made faraz upon you. Ulama have written from there also that rozas have been made farad on every part of the body. Not only according to Shariat, fiqh. We'll read in the kitabs, it is abstaining, imsak, from food, drink, and relations, intimate relationships with your wife. That is from the time of sehri till the time of iftar. then your roza is made. So if a person keeps that roza, his roza will be made. The faras will be off his head. But to get the benefit and to say, so to say, to make us understand, get the profit in roza. And a person will do business when he gets a profit. A person who does business and he makes no profit. He bought, he's going to sell peanuts on the bus stand or at the railway station. And he bought a packet of peanuts for 5 rand and he sells for 5 rand. Next year, next day he won't go back to sell because there was a benefit. The whole day I was trying to convince my customers to buy. They bought, but I made no profit. All my money is just equal. But if he sold for 10 rand and he saw he made 100% profit, next day he's going to buy double the amount and he'll want to sell for more longer because he made a profit. So like that, if we make a profit in our roza, then when Ramzan will be coming long in advance, we look forward because that's the month of making profit. A sure businessman, retailer, in December, he's very busy, that's a busy month, so he looks forward because he knows he's going to make more money in that month. He spends more also. He orders more goods well in time. He stores goods also. And then he hires more people to help also. School holidays, he gets school children come and help here in the shop. And he pays it. Why is he doing all this? Because he knows how much he's going to make. So in the same way, if we start making profits in the month of Ramadan, spiritual profits, then we will also look forward to it. And we'll make our preparations. We will set ourselves up for the spiritual profits that we can make here. Also, if a businessman buys for five rand and sells for 5 rand, he will be perhaps the most busiest man in the town because nobody sells so cheap. Everyone gets it at 5 and nobody else sells at 5. So, but he'll be out of business almost immediately because he won't be able to pay his workers. He won't be able to pay his rental, water and lights, his accounts, etc. because he made no profit. But if he's making a good profit, then he will expand his business also. And in that way, if we make a profit in our rozas, we will expand this business also. Then we will be eager to keep our Monday, Thursday rozas. We will be eager to keep our 6 of Shawwal, our 9, 10 of Zulhijjah, 9 really, but it's called 10 rozas of Zulhijjah. We will be eager to keep them, the 3 days every month, if we start seeing the profit in roza. So the profit in roza is when we keep roza of every part of the body. And then we will come to la'allakum tattaqoon. If we just keep roza just to stay hungry, also we must understand that roza is not going on a hunger strike. And roza is not just staying hungry. Roza is when a person observes all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. With the niyat also, and the niyat also, whether we say it verbally or not, we get up for sehri, our niyat is made. But in our heart, to please Allah. I'm going to stay hungry to please my. He likes to see me hungry. And the time He has prescribed for me to be hungry, so I'm staying for His sake hungry. Allah becomes. Then see the value of that roza. Any ibadat we do. If we're making namaz, tilawat, everything, we can't be making all those, for example, for tilawat, 20, 22 niyat. Now, every time we're going to sit down and start making all those niyat, then when we're going to make tilawat, our time of tilawat will be over already. For everything, but we keep those in mind and we make niyat of all of them, that we're making niyat for all of them. But the main thing, doing it for Allah's pleasure. Also, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali has written, when a person does any amal and he's blank in his mind, he didn't make an intention, then that is for Allah Ta'ala. As long as you did not make it, I'm showing people. As long as you didn't do it, for example, I'm keeping a roza, nafil roza, out of Ramzan, or even if Ramzan person may, to give my stomach a rest. I've got diarrhea, and now I don't want to eat, I just want to give my stomach. So you made a niyat for your health sake. So then that is not for Allah Ta'ala. But if you didn't make any niyat, that for who? I'm making 2 rakats nafil namaz. That's all. I didn't say for Allah. It is for Allah. Now, Allah is so kind that He accepts that for you. If you make your niyat, I'm doing this 2 rakats to show people that there are people still sitting there and they see me, I've walked in now and I'm making my 2 rakats to Hayyatul Masjid. And my niyat is to show the people. Then that is for Ghairullah. But if you didn't make a niyat, I'm just making two rakats of namaz, and you took your Quran, you just started reading. You never make niyat, I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah. It is counted for Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind. But when we make that niyat for Allah's pleasure, that Allah will be happy. Which is, for rozas it comes particularly, and for all our ibadat, imanun wa ihtisaba. Just keep that two words in mind, that imanan, that it is Allah's command, I'm fulfilling. Allah has commanded me. That Allah gets pleased with it. Ihtisaba, Allah is going to reward me for it. Anything a person does, when he knows he's going to get a reward, he's going to be paid for it, then he does it happily. If you work for somebody and that person, he didn't tell you what he's going to pay you. And you know from experience also, these people employ people, and then end of the month or before the time, he chases them away, he doesn't pay them, etc. A lot of places people make zulm like that, they take work from people and don't pay them for their work. So they work. So in that case, you also will do your work half-heartedly. Like it is said of one Imam Sahib, the people became angry with him, and he noticed that they're not treating me well and that, and he expected that they're going to fire him. So finally they fired him, and he was unhappy, so he told them, I also took my share. The last 2 months I made my namaz without wuzu. So you will repeat your 2 months namazes now. So if you know you are going to be paid, you do your work well. And if you think that they're not going to pay you, like Imam Sahib thinks that they're not going to pay me, 1 month gone, 2 months, 3 months, and now I'd rather go away. So he made his namaz without wuzu also. So like this, and Allah, who can pay better than Allah? And who Allah asks for a loan? Does Allah need a loan? But the loan Allah asks, like a loan, must be paid back. In that sense, that Allah is definitely going to pay you. And when you take a loan from somebody, it is advisable, it is good that you give him some, not agreement, but you just give him something. You use this money for a month, for a year, whatever, now give him something extra. And in fact, where the loan goes over the years, a person takes a loan, that person has to be paying zakat all the time. And now you using the money to make money, and he has to pay the zakat, so you should, from your side, not an agreement, not a condition, but you should consider the person and give him some, and how much Allah will give extra. So in that sense, Allah called it a loan. So to give to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So this is, this rozas that Allah has made farad, let us keep them how they have to be kept properly, and then we will see the profit that we make, and when we make the profit, then we will be eager to even see then the whole year be Ramadan. We will be prepared also. And if we have got that, I wish the whole year was Ramadan, it does become Ramadan. By keeping the 6 rozas, for 30 rozas, Allah multiplies minimum by 10, it's 300. Now the 6 rozas, 60, 360, you kept the whole month. Ayyami Bir, 3 days you kept, is the whole month. So like this, all the other rozas, you have that desire, keep these rozas which Allah has given us, nafil, and we will be making this profit all the time. So on each part of the body, Allah Ta'ala has made rozas farad. And if ulama have deduced from this, that where rozas have been made farad, they have been made farad on every part of the body. And if we will keep our rozas like that, we will get the full benefit, and then we will get لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Many of us also say, Ramzan, I stayed away from my TV, I stayed away from this, I stayed away from my smoking. After Ramzan, I've gone back square one again. Because we didn't keep the rozas as they were, so that taqwa didn't come. So now, when we after Ramadan, we just stayed hungry. Staying hungry is something else, and keeping roza is two complete different things. So it isn't a matter of only staying hungry, our faras will be done. We won't be a question that you didn't keep roza, but we wouldn't have got that benefit. Or to say that we haven't made the profits of roza. So therefore we don't get the taqwa also. And we don't get that feeling for the roza, and we want to carry on keeping roza. So amongst the things that Allah Ta'ala has made rozas faras for us also, one is the tongue. Keep roza of the tongue also. And in fact, in the previous shariats, there was a roza of not talking. Inni nazartu li rahmani, inni nazar rahmani soman, falan ukallima al-yawma insiya. I've made a vow of keeping a roza for Allah, so I won't talk anymore. I won't talk anything whatsoever. So that was also one roza. But in our Sharia, there isn't a roza of not talking. But we must talk, but we must talk the correct things. That is important. So in the month of Ramadan, especially when we want to make our islah also, which is the month, whether we have come here for our islah, or the whole ummah, all doing their own work, daily chores, they are seeing to everything. But roza of the tongue, everyone must keep also. And what is it? That those things which are permissible to say also, which are farz to say, we must say that also. But whatever tilawat of Quran Sharif we make, other things we do, good things, commanding somebody with the right, all those things we have to do. But other which are just permissible things, in this month we try and avoid that also. And what is the tarbiyah, the period of islah, the period of correcting ourselves? It is that period that we have to stay away from permissible things. In that period we stay away from permissible things also, and once we have developed that quality of being able to stay away from things which are permissible for us, then for the rest of our year, the whole life, to stay away from haram will be very easy. So this is what is that tarbiyat. So Allah has made it that in this month, food is halal. You have kept it in your fridge. You haven't thrown it away that it's haram something and I'm throwing it away. It's halal. Yeah? But Allah made it haram for you to consume during the day. Your wife, 100%, she's in your nikah. You have paid her mehr also. And she's 100% halal for you. But during the day, Allah said, don't go to that intimate relationships with your wife. So what was halal, you are staying away. And that is what happens by Buzurgani Deen. To stay away from halal also. Many people have this objection. What kind of a sheikh is this? What kind of a buzurg? He doesn't permit even you to make salam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the three Sahaba, they were forbidden from making salam also afterwards to their family people. So that is a period of tarbiyat. Waqfai, tarbiyat, the period of tarbiyat. One person who went to a great sheikh, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, among the few instances which he mentions this, when he went to the sheikh, he was a great alim also, but he wanted also nisbat with Allah, ta'alluq with Allah, that you study Shariat also with love, you study Shariat. It's not just like a lawyer, that he's just studying law books. And just this law, this number of this code, this penal act, and this and that. No, but yeah, everything with love that you do. So to acquire this love, you have to go to the Ahlullah. And when you get that love, now you see whole of Shariat also in with the eyes of love. With our specs, if we see, if we got green color, you see everything green. If it's a blue color tinted, you see everything blue. If it's love with love, and you see Shariat with love, now you can understand how you enjoy the whole of Shariat. Like for example, a couple that are living together, they've got everything. Dunya Allah gave them a lot. And everything they've got. Children also, everything what you can think of. But for some reason or the other, love is lost between them. What enjoyment is in that marriage? And another couple that are living in a little shanty. But they have hardly got the necessities of life, but they got love for one another. What enjoyment are they getting? So the same with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also. So this sheikh, who was a great alim, he wanted also that love of Allah Ta'ala. And love does not just come from the kitabs that we study. And kitabs can't give you love. Internet, even less internet, can't give you love also. That love you can get, na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se paida. Deen hota hai, buzurgo ki nazar se paida. In fact, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, when somebody comes to me for his islah, my first worry is not to make his islah. My first worry is to put my love in his heart. that he must love me. And when he loves me, he'll want to do everything. Without me saying it, he'll see what time I come in the masjid, he'll want to come at that time. What kind clothes I wear, he'll want to wear that kind clothes. Everything now, the battle is almost fully won once that love is there. We also know, in fact, a good example is given, you're traveling like in India in the trains, and on one bench of the seats, one bench, say three people can sit. And there are two people sitting, but they have spread themselves out. And they see somebody coming, and he's going to come and sit there, because they don't have love for him, he's a stranger. So they spread out even more. So no place, sorry, there is no place for you. But if somebody they know who came, and there were three already sitting, they will say, well, if there's place in the heart, there's place everywhere. And they will sit such a way, and they will accommodate him. So love is that thing. So when that comes. So when he went to the sheikh told, fine, you stay here. He gave him some wazaif and things to read. And that sheikh, 40 days you stay here in the Khanqah. The sheikh used to give bayans also, and very good bayans also. People benefited also. They enjoyed the bayan, everything. And he used to, all other khidmat, he was a mufti, giving fatwas also. The sheikh closed all that. So they say, is he a sheikh or is he even a Muslim? Perhaps he's not even a Muslim. He stopped all this good work. No more bayans. Bayans he stopped. And he stopped all this fatwas and that. Everything, his dars he was giving, lessons he was giving. He stopped all that. But the sheikh knew he was completely matured, kamil, sheikh kamil. He didn't worry about the criticism of the people. And that person was genuine also. He wanted that love, so he also didn't worry about the criticism. Then the sheikh came to find out at a certain time he's reading Quran Sharif. So he stopped him from Quran Sharif also. That you don't read Quran Sharif also. Only what I told you to do, what you read, that is all you have to do. Nothing else. So he carried on with that also, and the criticism of the people became even more, where they gave fatwas of kufr and whatever, zindiq and whatever, be deen and bad deen and what kind, where can he be a sheikh? But after 40 days when that thing came into him, and now that love of Allah came, now when he gave his bayans, but the love of Allah Ta'ala, now it was completely different. And now the people, what they benefited, now his fatwas also. A fatwa is like a dry thing, shari thing, just rules and regulations. But now with that love, consideration, now he didn't just tell the rule for the person, but he showed him the way out also. Everything, now that compassion, love for the creation, love for Allah, we will be able to see whether we have love for Allah if we got love for the creation of Allah Ta'ala. If we have love for Allah, we will have love for the creation of Allah Ta'ala. This is just like, many people have this problem. You have a problem with your wife. Why you got a problem? Because you're not treating the children properly. And she has, woman always got more feeling for her children than the man. They've got much more feeling. And she will also say that, why are you shouting my son? Why are you shouting my children? It's both yours and her children. But because the child was in her, she has got that feeling. So if you want the love of your wife, you love the children. And show goodness and kindness to them, you'll get the love of your wife. And if you want the love of the children, treat your wife well. Because if you're treating your wife bad, you shout at her, you're fighting with her, arguing with her all the time, without you realizing, the children are building hatred for you. Because they love their mother, and the love of the mother is more than the love of the father always. And therefore in the hadith also it comes, three times Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned the rights of the mother, then the father. And the difference also is, love, natural feeling will be more for the mother. Obedience and respect is more for the father. With the father is that relationship more of respect and obedience. With a mother, the relationship more is of love. A child wants something also, normally he won't go to the father. He'll go and tell the mother, and make the mother tell the father. So if you want the love of the children, love the wife. So the love of Allah will come when we have the love of the creation. And Allah's love, that in the ayat, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبوهم ويحبونه. Our Shaykh from Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi explained that first يحبوهم, that Allah will bring such a nation whom He loves, and then يحبونه, and then they will love Allah. If we feel love in our heart, it is from Allah's side. It isn't that we have made that love to Allah Ta'ala. It is from Allah's side. If we enjoy our namaz, we come for namaz. We didn't come, Allah brought us. And as Buzurgs have explained, and we should always remember this also, when we get tawfiq of the next namaz, remember Allah loved the previous namaz, so He called you again. Who do you call to your house? Those people that you dislike or the people you like? So when Allah is calling us, and Allah is calling us and bringing us here, we kept one roza, today we're keeping another roza. Allah likes you, that's why He's allowing you to keep another roza again. You went for one hajj, you went for another hajj. Allah loves you, He brought you for another hajj again. So this love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, that will come also when we keep our rozas properly. And then the whole of Shariat, we will see that it is what love, it's a completely different. That one Shariat is what we know. Like today with our children also, very sadly, one instance where a mother told her little child, young child, 4 or 5 year old child, that this sweets or something, whatever it is haram. Oh, the child, as it was understood, that Allah has made it haram, Islam has made it haram. Child said, then I don't want to be a Muslim. If Islam has made it haram, then I don't want to be a Muslim. Because just this rules and regulations which we give, and we haven't shown this love what Islam teaches, and love that Islam puts in everything. Without love, if you just tell your wife, you give her the first day, the first night you meet, you just have the regulations, rules and regulations. You have to follow by this. Wow, that is not going to work. What love that you win over the person. So even in a marriage, our elders teach also, when I completed, and yet in South Africa at that time, generally, as far as I can recall, there was hardly parda. One or two ladies, one lady that we knew about, and one other lady later we came to know in the Natal area. Otherwise, there was no one that was in parda. So I asked my one ustad that I wish my wife must be in burqa, parda, but there is no riwaj of it. Nobody is in it. What to do? So he says, don't even talk about it. You make so much love to her that she's prepared to press your legs. That's just an expression the whole night. So much she loves you. Then you just lightly say, I'll be happy if you will be in niqab, in burqa, in parda, etc. So with love, everything comes. So everything has to be taught with this love. And with that, you win people over. So with Shariat also, when we have this love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and this is the month that we can acquire that. And if we acquire it, we will see the whole of Shariat is according to love. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum Rahmatullah Ali explains many times that in the ayat also, Ya Yuhannas, 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 Antumul Fuqara ila Allah. O people, you are all Fuqara by Allah Ta'ala. And Ya Allah didn't say, Ya Yuhalladina Amanu. Ya Yuhannas, all of mankind, all of you together are beggars by Allah Ta'ala. So when you are a beggar, when you look at this ayat and the meaning of Quran, everything was love. In fact, just before that, Hazrat says the left translation of La ilaha illallah, what is one, the normal translation, there is no other deity, no object of worship besides Allah. Allah is only one. But the left translation is, who is there for me besides you, O Allah? A wife tells her husband that, for me, who is there? It's you, my only, you, my husband. I want a pair of shoes. I can't go and ask your brother for it. I can't go and ask somebody else. I can only ask you, who is there for me besides you? You, my only one. So when you tell Allah that you, my only one, And when we make our zikr of La ilaha illallah, sometimes make that murasabah also. Not just that there is nobody else besides Allah, but who is there for me besides you? You are only one. So love is that thing. So Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara ilallah. You are all beggars by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala made us, and this is jumla ismiya. Continuously, you are continuous beggars. 724, you are beggars of Allah Ta'ala. All the time you have to beg from Allah Ta'ala. So a beggar needs a begging bowl. Beggars who go and beg, they have a little bowl which they beg with. So Allah gave us our begging bowl also. You just put your two hands together and your bowl is made. And the correct adab of it is that your hands must be like this. When we make namaz, then we face Qibla. That is our Qibla, the Kaaba. We face towards the Kaaba. And when you are begging, then your is towards the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So it shouldn't be like this. Preferably, it shouldn't be like this. Sometimes a person gets overtaken while making dua. But actually, it should be like this. And also the fingers should be apart, and the hands should be also apart. So your begging bowl is a very broken bowl also. So Allah also sees if I put little, it will fall through. So I have to put a lot in this begging bowl. Then it will stay in the bowl. And after that, adab is to wipe your hands over your face, which is the main part of your body, your face. And it is that you are saying, بَزُبَانِ hal, that what your actions you are saying, وَجَدْنَا مَا طَلَبْنَا, what we asked you for, we got it already. So Allah says that when they say they got it already, and Allah is that Kareem, that how won't Allah Ta'ala give it? If your son comes to you this Eid, and he says, Daddy, Abba, Jazakallah, last year that pair of each shoes you bought for me, Jazakallah for it. So when you hear that, you go and buy another pair of shoes. So just like that, when you tell Allah, we got already what we asked for, Allah gives it also like that. So when this love comes, then everything. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also says that when you are sleeping at night, you hear some noise, you got up. Or you had to go to the toilet for number one, whatever it was. Or some noise or something, you felt a bit restless. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when the bed bugs used to bite him, he shouldn't get the fumigation services. He should say, it's Allah's alarm clock to wake me up. And how much a person needs his proper sleep. Let bed bugs bite you, let mosquitoes bite you, you won't know anything. But when your time of sleep is over, now you start feeling the fingers scratching at that. So you should say, now it's my time to get up. Allah is waking me up, He put my alarm clock for me to get up. So all this you understand with love. Otherwise, how you look at a bed bug and how you'll crush it. But yeah, Allahu Akbar, some friends of us went to Palestine for in Jamaat. And the amount of mosquitoes they encountered there. And they were killing the mosquitoes. Those people say, hey, what are you doing? This is Allah's creation. You can't kill them. And for us to know second thought, we will just kill them. But they have a different view. So who are the abrar? الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْذُونَ الذَّرْ وَلَا يَرْضَوْنَ الشَّرْ. Even an ant they won't kill. And it is said, Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah was making wudu, there were ants there. He moved away to another place. Ends there. He moved away to another place. These people will take all that trouble. We will take that water and just pour it over the ends and just wash them all away. And we just have to think if somebody washes us away like that. One tsunami comes and one member of the family is this side, one that side, one killed here, one killed there. We just kill the ants like that. The masalas are there, that how to win with these mosquitoes, ants and things, trouble. Then in whatever the rules are, we follow those rules. But really we should have that feeling. We go fishing and you take a worm and you put it through that hook. If somebody has to put a hook through our child, like that, because he wants to make it bait for somebody else. He wants to catch other people or whatever. And that poor worm, it's also Allah's makhluk. And people who got feeling for all these things, Allah raises them very high for all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, so by roza, with the love of Allah Ta'ala, which is created, it will explain itself in love for the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And the greatest love you can give to any person, save him from the fire of Jahannam. Save him from the anger and the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. And all these things, sometimes some big political figure or somebody else, we want to convince them, win them over, but for our safety, that's no good. We must, for their interest, that they must get saved from the fire of Jahannam. That is our object. They must get, we save them from the wrath of Allah. If Allah's punishment has to come in this dunya, ask the people of Ad if they could come back and tell us what that punishment was. Ask the people of Thamud what that punishment was. Here in this dunya, if Allah has to give his punishment, Allah save us all, protect us. Just a little bit, Allah becomes indifferent, upset with us. We don't stand a chance anywhere. If Allah has to punish us, we can stand a chance by Allah Ta'ala. So to save them all. So this roza is to develop that. And for that, all that we have to keep our roza, keeping in mind every part of the body also. See also. So that roza of the tongue also, that we have to keep a proper roza and control, and permissible things also we must try and stay away from in this month. And then inshallah, the whole year and whole life from impermissible things, speaking lies, which is, as we read, one of the signs of Qiyamah, we heard, is it will lie, speaking lies becomes a profession. And today, as it is known throughout the world, how true it is different, but it is known that a politician, his work is a professional liar. And a lawyer is a professional liar. They know how to and speak lies in such a way that you convince the person, and speak a lie so much that everyone accepts it as the truth. Which are just mirth and which are lies. So all these things. So to be able to stay away from that in these times, that is why the reward is also so great. So if we spend this 1 month and keep roza of our tongue, we'll explain more about it inshallah. Then if Allah wishes, and we can control, a person whose tongue is under control, his great, great battle is won over. With the wife, we know how many times we blurt out something and we say we didn't mean it and she took it wrong and that. You have endless problems. With your boss, with your worker, with your neighbor, with anyone. We speak something and we didn't qulu qawlan sadida. We didn't learn how to speak also stuff. So if we learn to speak properly, a lot of our problems will be solved. And that is all also in this month. Our islah has to do with that also. That we learn to use our tongue correctly. And as Allah wants us to use our tongue, we use our tongue correctly. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Now we should make a lot of du'as also. For all this control of the tongue, the eyes, the ears, our heart and mind, all these things we have to control also. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.